Calvin. From live, from the Kumi studio, where the truth is still true, comes a show that gives you a reason to live. Hi, how are you? We have the cover of the New York Post today. This is it. Yeah, so look, very excited about the baseball here. Clink, and you'll miss her. That, I don't know. Oh, an actress skipped jail by missing the bus at Rikers. Well, that sounds pretty interesting. Paris C. Davis, sentenced to weekends at Rikers for a check-cashing scheme, would sign in for the bus back to Rikers, but simply didn't get on board. So, this is what you can miss the bus, and it turns out good. We have budget cutbacks here at Compound. No real Coke, only the rest of the Diet Coke. No problem for me. Doesn't affect my pay any. Here's the daily news. They killed my mom. This is a bit of a more intense kind of a wood than what we had at the Post, obviously. There's a story of somebody's getting, they got their mom killed. Speaking of moms, Vicky Palladino, who is Thomas Palladino's mom, will be here in a little while. Also, we have a guest Skyping in from China, which we're very excited about. He has a YouTube channel that is extremely popular, hundreds of thousands of subscribers, and he will be telling us about some crime in China and also talking a little bit about, wow, South Africa, where everything is eight-way Santa. Well, that's a cover of the daily news. Now on to the New York Times. Oh, my goodness. Oh, there was a fire someplace. Yes, California could be near a turning point in fighting the car fire. This is not a car that's on fire. It's in car. Claimed its sixth life on Sunday. Oh, dear. So that's the kind of thing they're talking about. It's the New York Times. And a couple of interesting covers from the past week. We have the Daily News. I killed seven women. This guy here. I doubt he actually said that. But he's certainly getting credit. No attribution there. California cops nab psycho tied to murder spree. Wow, a psycho murder spree. Is there a loud hum? Oh, there it goes. It disappeared.
Oh, yeah. That's the drilling upstairs for
no,
oil.
No. As soon as you touched the mic, it went away.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a little hum in the speaker. We're all good now. What are they drilling upstairs?
Oil.
Here we have then the cover of the same day. This guy here is black, I suppose. And in color as well, what's black and white and red all over? A murder victim. Six women accuse CBS head of Les is his name. I guess his name must be Les Black. Les Black.
That's a name I can get behind.
You wouldn't think you'd get in trouble with a name like that, right? He is Les Black. Sexual misconduct here for Les Moonves, I guess. I don't know what black means. Oh, black eye. Oh, I see, because CBS has the eye for a symbol. It means black eye. Jesus, New York Post. You're better than that. You know, starting to talk in symbols and emojis like we do on our phones. And, oh, my gosh, could we end up without this, like, incredible quarterback for the New York Jets? Gosh, I hope not. We'll need a sports analysis. Sam Darnold, Gangrene's top draft pick. He missed the team's first official practice because of a contract battle. I see. I know how that goes. Well, that sucks. For the Jets, I hope that they are able to retain him. We have stories from all over the world tonight, starting with some shocking video. Yes, that's right. A McDonald's worker beat up a milkshake-throwing customer. A brute video of a McDonald's worker beating up a female customer who apparently, quote, disrespected her mom. Surfaced on Thursday. A lot of mother disrespect leading to a lot of violence. I don't know if you've ever noticed that.
It's the number one cause, I heard.
Yeah. People disrespecting each other's mothers. Sometimes killing them, as we see on the cover of the Daily News. They killed my mom. Well, that didn't happen at McDonald's. Just some disrespect. Let's see the video. Oh my goodness. This is a mismatch. Pummeled by the larger. This guy behind doesn't know what to do. Oh, throwing her down. Did you disrespect my mom? It gets very sexy here in a moment, as you can see. Oh, no wonder this has gone viral. It's not only violent, but oh my gosh, her breast is out. She's, that one breast is very, I think that's, this is like a, this is just outstanding. Well, the woman would just not settle down, Vicky. You know, that you have to take action in a situation like that. The worker grabs a woman. She's wearing just a black tank top and gray shorts, starts pounding her head on the table. Can't we just watch it one more time? I mean, would it be any harm? Why not? The worker threw the customer around so brutally that one of her breasts pops out of her top. My goodness. I believe it is her left breast. You see, now, it wasn't the violent hitting that did it. It was just a poorly made top. You know, you come in with that TJ Maxx top and expect any results other than this. There we go. There's a good view. That breast is out. And not so much as it. Now, that other woman. Meanwhile, the other woman's breast firmly tucked into that McDonald's shirt.
You can tell she's experienced because there is no breast out for her. The other one, obviously new to the breast
fight. What is it? Her first fight? Her first pro fight?
Her breast.
Never disrespected a mother before? Yeah, this is also, you know, she wore the perfect outfit to this fight. Having the right gear is everything, as we note all the time on NNFL with Talib Starks on Safe Space. Let's roll forward, and you might put it in slow motion. Why not? Slow it down to about half speed, and we'll enjoy it. Let's see. It's almost. She rushes in. This is at a McDonald's in, let me just see here.
What the hell?
You know, any McDonald's anywhere, apparently.
They're trying to compete with Denny's.
Yeah, they want to keep up with the Denny's. And look at the, I mean, like, honestly, I was so busy looking at the ass. There's some blows. She came back still swinging. She's getting about one blow in for every 9 or 10.
This woman
at Jumbo there is delivering. Well, she was the Grimace mascot. she just happened to be out of costume. There was a follow-up. Was that a follow-up video there from up in the top left-hand corner? Was that what that was? Do we see that?
1 second.
Yeah, what is it? What does it say? Because it looked like it could have been good. It looks like the same girl.
It says McDonald's employee in viral milkshake fight photo.
It's a photo.
It could just be another body telling the story. Check it out before I show you.
Okay, sounds good. So brutally, one of her breasts pops out of her top. I wish her the rest of her body should have popped out of all of her clothes. You know what I mean? It's that should happen more. That video will be watched from now until the end of time. I'm sure it's an instant classic. Pummels the milkshake thrower with wild swinging blows. Boy, this really makes you want to see the video here. Maybe we could look at it just once more. I mean, we don't have to, you know, take it apart anymore. But it's certainly, entertaining. And, all right, from the beginning.
So somebody hit somebody with a tray.
See, she lands a left. Now this lady gets in a solid 1, 2, 3, 4.
What is this all guy of these doing? Like, what good is he?
That guy is trying to get a good view is all that's happening. He's
really? Good for nothing.
Well, it's hardly his responsibility. Hardly his responsibility, in my opinion. But, what can we do? You know, what can anyone do?
Hit her on the head with something.
She's just pulling her top off, actually, pulling it down. It's She's trying to grab the top.
You guys are unbelievable.
This is going to be a lawsuit, I'm sure. I know, Vicky. I apologize
really
for this. We
are.
Really
unbelievable.
We really.
I mean,
you deserve better.
Of
but
matter,
if
will you please?
If somebody disrespected you in a McDonald's, wouldn't you want one of your kids in a halter top and shorts to fight the giant?
Oh, he would.
She's not going to defeat that thing without a sling and some pebbles.
I was gonna say, you need a chain and a ball to wrap around a throat.
Yeah, maybe a ladder.
Yeah, and a ladder.
So let's see how this happened. So the first worker tells her, "My mama ain't dead. You respect my mama." I guess that was at the end. Well, if she's dead, I mean, you know.
You respect my mama?
You respect my mama. That's right.
My mama ain't dead?
Ain't dead. Speaker, just like as one says, "Yo mama."
Right.
It's nothing. It's not to be taken personally.
But she did.
But she took it very personally. This is just business. He's taking it very personal. Well, what do we have here? A stabbing suspect. What the hell is this? Los Angeles police body cam footage. 911 audio. Police shooter. Currently Lincoln Heights. I think this is the wrong thing. I don't know that I care about this at all. okay, how about this? A razor-wielding driver charged with attempted murder in road rage brawl. Oh, these are the videos. Oh, that's what we need. Okay, I forget. These are the videos that I'm looking at now.
Cool.
Okay, right.
I have those.
So do you have the LAPD video here? Where?
Yeah, stand by.
Let's have a look. It's body cam footage and 911 audio.
Oh, Christ.
Surrounding a police shooting that occurred inside a... Okay, it was Lincoln Heights' house.
Lincoln Heights.
You know Lincoln Heights in California.
I've heard of Lincoln.
Oh, my God. This is Vicky Palladino sitting with us. She's a candidate for a state senate and currently embroiled in a feud, which we will talk about later, with a sniveling nobody who's trying to make trouble, apparently. This is a graduation party here. In this case, it was being held at the home. The 2400 block of Gate Street. If you happen to live on the 2400 block of Gate Street, give us a call. 1-877 something something. Numbers. Oh, yeah. 1-877-962-6846.
So people could call in, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
It certainly can,
okay,
yeah.
So anybody out there watching who wants to call in, feel free.
Well, thank you, Vicky. In audio from the 911 call, a woman or girl can be heard saying in a surprisingly measured voice, "Hi, my boyfriend got stabbed in the face by my brother. And my brother's going crazy right now. We can't control him." So the boyfriend was already rushed to the hospital, she said. But, you know, just calling to let you know. Several officers then responded to the family's apartment unit. Anytime with that video, then as the police arrive. Oh, let's see. It's in the form of a community briefing.
Hello, everyone. I'm Josh Rubenstein, the public information director for the Los Angeles Police Department.
Hi, Josh.
This critical incident community briefing will provide you information about an officer-involved shooting that occurred in the Lincoln Heights neighborhood within the city of Los Angeles on June 9th, 2018. This briefing is intended to provide you with relevant video footage, audio recordings, photographs,
they keep it formal,
and other
they?
Evidence to inform the public about what occurred based on our understanding at this early stage of the investigation.
It's early stage.
However, we still are at the beginning of this investigation.
Don't
and there
get
are often
excited.
Dozens of hours
don't
of video,
get
audio,
nervous.
And other electronic evidence that still must be reviewed, and hundreds of pages of interview transcripts.
Don't
and
want to jump to any conclusions,
read.
But we're just
our
trying to be wide open and
as forensic tests are completed.
Transparent.
And as
man, this guy is a little loquacious, ain't he?
Word of caution: the
images
and information you're about to see may be disturbing.
Public
when a police
information
officer uses
officer.
Force to arrest a suspect or defends against an attack, it can be graphic and difficult to watch.
Oh no!
In addition, there may be strong language used by those.
Why would we be here if we didn't want that?
Your discretion is advised, especially for young children.
Jesus, no! I just want to hear you talk and turn it off.
Hello, they consider graphic.
I'm Commander Alan Hamilton of the Force Investigation Division of the Los Angeles Police Department.
Alan Hamilton.
I'm going to give you a brief overview of an incident that occurred within the LAPD's Hollenbeck area.
Hollenbeck
on June 9th, 2018, at around midnight.
I ain't no Hollenbeck girl.
Officers patrolling in Lincoln Heights responded to a 911 call of a man who had just used the knife to stab another man in the face.
This is body cam footage where they're flying in.
Here's the 911 call and corresponding broadcast from the 911 dispatcher.
Hmm. Hi, my boyfriend got stabbed in the face by my brother, and my brother is, like, going crazy right now. We can't control him.
Okay, do you need a paramedic?
No, we don't need
They're already rushing him to the hospital by car.
Okay, and where is your brother now?
He is right here with us.
Going crazy, okay. As we said.
Is that a house or apartment building?
It's apartment.
Oh, it's a well-appointed home in Bel Air.
Home unit, ADW suspect there now. Gates Street. Suspect man, Hispanic, wearing burgundy jacket, blue Captain America shirt, black jeans, 390.
Captain America shirt.
Why not change right now?
Incident
your sister's calling the police. He's right here. You want to talk to him?
Can't be the guy.
Oh, I just stabbed that guy in the American shirt.
Several patrol units responded to the incident. When officers arrived, they found that the apartment was guarded with a metal security door.
Tell us all about it.
The officers requested
Hamilton.
Tools to break the door open. These included a hook and ram that can force metal doors open.
Hook and ram. All right, we're going to open up the door here with the hook and ram.
Are they actually film all this?
Los Angeles Police Department.
Yeah, they wear these body cams
with your hands
now.
Up.
Body cams are the best.
Yeah, they are. They provide exculpatory evidence for police officers in most cases.
Yeah, they really do. And they thought it was going to be the opposite. The
right, they should have. Otherwise, they never would have done it.
Holding a knife and a screwdriver.
Here's knife and a screwdriver. That's the secondary method there. We just the third method is they blow the damn door up with some TNT. Hopefully, it doesn't come to that.
Robots. An involved man inside of the apartment opened the door to let the officers in.
Sorry, I'm just really high. Hey, go. Where are you going? It's amazing how fast it turns into pandemonium whenever the police are dealing with a situation like this.
These are the worst calls for the cops to answer. These domestic calls.
Oh, yeah, domestic calls.
They are the worst.
Very dangerous.
Very, very dangerous, yes.
And now, we hope those are dogs barking.
They devised a plan to include less lethal force options, such as the beanbag shotgun, like the one you see here.
Oh, a beanbag shotgun.
This is a Remington 870 shotgun that fires a cloth sock filled with small metal balls.
Oh, why not just use a ping pong paddle?
Cotton balls will do just fine.
Why not just throw a pine cone at him?
Oh, my God. To drop the knife. You don't want to hurt anybody.
No, you don't want someone... Someone like this who has already stabbed someone in the face.
In the face.
Yeah. Well, the last thing we want is to hurt somebody. Right. Give them an opportunity to defend themselves in court. Hey, it's me, Captain America. we're going to shoot you with beanbags.
In front of Aurora, we loaded and ready to go.
Is his father, who is attempting to disarm him.
Oh, boy. Come on, just let us shoot your son. Could you just beanbags first?
Not gonna hurt.
This is hey, boy, the dad. He's really. Let me let the police in, and then I'll disarm him myself.
An officer right. fires the beanbag shotgun.
Should have thought of that a few hours ago.
But having limited effect. Arroyo is pushed back by the beanbag.
Really limited effect.
The beanbags didn't work.
Isn't that the whole idea, though, to have a limited effect?
This is when the officer involved shooting occurred.
The dad's pretty much telling him, he's like, yo, they're going to shoot you if you hold that shit.
Yeah. Put it on the ground, son. Yeah. Eat beanbag.
More beanbags.
Eat beanbag, crook. Look at the dogs. Holy shit. They have so many dogs that are terrified.
They have four dogs.
They have an infestation of poodles. This is just the way people live.
Here's a video of
in the Hollenbeck area.
The knife that he was armed with.
Right. So, at this point, you want to shoot him just out of irritation.
You're just annoyed and just shoot.
And the screwdriver he was also armed with. Aurora was treated by the Los Angeles Fire Department and transported to the hospital for his injury.
He wasn't on fire.
Victor Arroyo, who was 22 years old at the time of the incident, was previously convicted of possession of a controlled substance.
On June 12, 2018, he was 22.
The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office filed one count of attempted murder and three counts of assault with a deadly weapon on Arroyo.
Well, well done.
In the next several months, the LAPD will continue to investigate and analyze this incident.
I guess this must do some good. Oh, yeah, that's enough. You know, that must do some good to, like, you know, really go over it that way, you know, to, like, satisfy people that, like, look, it's all good. This is what we did. Here's why we did it. We wanted to just, you know, take him out with a beanbag gun, and, you know, we ended up having to fire that a few times, and his dad is the guy that's struggling with the knife. It was a really bad situation. So that's the end of that. Oh, my God. He's holding the knife, and they had to do that. Very interesting.
The razor one. The one with the razor.
The razor. Why don't we move on to the razor-wielding driver? He's charged with attempted murder in a road rage brawl. That's right. This is an event that occurred in Greenpoint, right here in New York City, over in the Queens area.
Yeah.
Right there across the bridge. Greenpoint, Brooklyn, technically. It's right across the bridge from Long Island City.
Right.
Kevin McClain busted Friday afternoon in connection to the Tuesday fisticuffs.
Well, this is supposed to be a great video.
Tuesday fisticuffs are playing at Mercury Lounge, by the way, this coming weekend.
I heard this video was great.
Yes. He confronted a Toyota driver who he believed cut him off near the intersection of Norman Avenue and McGinnis Boulevard.
Okay.
Now, let's have a look. I believe this is reported, by the way, posted to YouTube by Yeshiva World News. The Jew News. If it Jews, it's news. Yeshiva News. Let's have a look. At first you're saying, is anything ever going to occur?
You see, east side and west, you get to see the east coast versus west coast.
Right.
Look at the difference.
They're out in the street.
This is a real fight.
Someone's honking like, guys, can you just get back in the goddamn car?
Oh, right, you're really being irritating. Look at you stopping traffic.
No, but it gets better than this.
Oh, much, much better.
At least they know how to fight.
Look, I have a tie on. It makes me in charge. So he's like, oh, wait, get out of my car.
His keys.
This guy running. He's fetched, a razor.
The one who got the razor?
He hops into this. Now, here we go. And crush! His shoes flying into the air. I don't know why the shoes fly into the air in a situation like that. But you get hit by a car, your shoes fly off.
First thing to go.
See, watch.
Hey, how come?
There's no... Oh, I guess it got caught in between... Flies into the air.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, he hopped into his car, McClain did. And as the other man lunges. Towards the driver's side.
He got hurt.
He's fine. He's fine.
Between the two cars.
He's good. he's actually miraculously, it says, only suffered cuts and a bruised hip.
Because if you watch, it looks as though he's going between two cars.
Yeah, and he clearly is. Yeah, he's like, yikes, that is a pretty...
He didn't cream him against a car.
Yeah, he got pressed into it pretty hard. It just wasn't with a lot of, what you call momentum. You know what I mean? It was coming from a dead stop.
Really nailed down on the gas.
Yeah, it was. He has 16 prior arrests, McClain does.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Including first-degree robbery, assault, shoe theft, first-degree... That was it was all an elaborate ruse to get the man's shoes. Reckless endangerment, leaving the scene of an accident, which we've just seen, and second-degree menacing. Mm. Second-degree menacing is like making a face at something. It's when you come out to the Tonys and go, fuck Trump! Used to be down with Trump, but fuck Trump!
Get that menace! Second degree.
Be Robert De Niro.
What a fucking putz, huh? Wants to putz? Of course I want to punch him!
I didn't know that was an offense.
He wants to, being De Niro?
Menacing. Oh, making a menacing face.
Oh, no.
Oh, Mom, it isn't.
Boy, I'd get in trouble all the time.
Oh, your face is always very pretty, Vicky. And very happy to have you. Tell us about this run that you have going on and this feud.
Oh, well.
Whichever one's more fun.
They're equally as fun because I'm enjoying myself tremendously.
That's great.
I'm running for state senate, 11th district in Queens. And the feud I have going is, I guess you could call it a feud. It's what I started was a grassroots movement.
Yeah.
And you know how I am. I've been here many times.
Yes.
So
I love it. I love the way the whole thing started, the whole grassroots movement, with just a chance stepping out of your car to yell at the mayor for being such a communist.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it evolved, and it came to the glory day of somebody saying to me, you should run for state senator.
Yeah.
So we have an open, the 11th district in Queens, Tony Avella. You know, he did his 8 years. I think you'd make a great candidate.
Yeah.
So I thought it over and I said, you know what? Talked it over with my family and everybody said, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
So go onward from there, file my papers, do everything like I'm supposed to do.
Sure.
And I guess my personality pissed people off.
No.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Can you believe it?
I don't get it.
I am very outgoing. I speak my mind. I get a phone call back in February, and some representative of the Queens GOP gives me a buzz and says to me that I hear you're running for state senate, as I am. So he said, me and this gentleman don't particularly get along as it is from days gone by.
Right. So, used to date.
Was that?
Used to date.
No.
So what happens is...
Wishes.
Yeah. So what happens is he puts it to me point blank. I didn't hook my cart up to the right horse. So by that, he's insinuating that the person who's working with me on strategy and all this doesn't quite fit their profile of what I should have running my campaign. They've got a personal grudge against the person who's helping me with my run.
Now, let me stop you there because I can say conclusively that whoever is helping the GOP run in New York City has not done a very good job so far.
No.
I mean, like it's 6-1 in terms of population here. They can't convert anybody. They can't bring the right message to people.
Right.
And it can't just be that, like, oh, no, everybody is a socialist, right? So, like, what's the history in the 11th district? I mean, has it been Republican or?
Yeah, the 11th district is a pretty solid district.
Similar to Staten Island, okay.
Not as good as Staten Island. Not
okay,
as
got
good
it.
As Staten Island.
Getting there.
But
getting
there.
We have everybody coming around as far as we're basically a Republican community.
Okay, great.
Okay, so that's a very good thing.
And so you have somebody behind your campaign helping you out that they don't approve of for some reason.
GOP,
I wonder why that is.
The Queens GOP is corrupt. Okay?
What business?
They're as corrupt as could be. And I called them out on it. I'm
so
not
vote
kissing
GOP.
A ring. I'm not. I know. I won't kiss a ring.
What we should say is that the Queens GOP is run by a guy who just got out of federal prison.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's
for embezzling $1 million from the Bloomberg campaign.
Exactly.
And as a condition,
sure, his heart was in the right place.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. As a condition of his release, he was not supposed to be attached to anything political. But as soon as he got off of his probation, the very first thing they did was give him a job running the Queens GOP. And this is who we have who doesn't like our campaign.
Oh, right. Yeah. You want to avoid ex-cons who aren't supposed to be involved anyway.
Exactly.
Emissaries delivering messages.
Well, here's how it goes. So what they did was I was given this phone call. I said, look, listen, this is how it's going to go. I don't kiss anybody's ring. I don't like who's behind you, and I don't want them behind me.
Yeah. And
that's simple as that.
Yeah, and as it should be.
He says, do you want to go for a cup of coffee? I said, look, you want to go for coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a call. I'll go for coffee. I'll sit and I'll chat with you. My mind is not changing.
Right.
Okay? So with that, in March, they pull out this contender for me, this opposition for me. And I'm not going to mention his name because guess what? You're not getting any free press off of me.
Yeah, suck it.
Okay, so
you
there
are.
You go. Fend for yourself. I'm doing just fine, and that's what's making you even more nervous.
The most Trump-like candidate is
exactly.
Vicky Paladino.
So, you
like Trump.
So here, so here we have me, and I'm calling them out for every single thing, and then when they bring this kid out and they think I'm going to flutter and shake, I did not flutter. I did not shake.
No flutter, no
I
shake.
I did not. I didn't move. Everything was just fine. I said, they try to use intimidation tactics. They try to, you have to petition the ballot.
Yeah.
So when you petition for ballot, that means you need at least 1,000 signatures to get on the ballot.
Yes.
So because one of the key players here, I call them my gang of four. Trump's got his gang of six. I got a gang of four. So they were hoping one of them happens to be the second in command at the Board of Elections. So they're telling this kid, don't worry. I know what they're saying. You have nothing to worry about. We have it because she's never going to get the required amount of signatures. Well, guess what? I tripled the amount. of signatures.
Take that.
So that showed them, guess what? I'm going nowhere. I'm here to stay. So I happily brought my petitions down to the Board of Elections on that Thursday evening. I forget the date. What was it? June?
It was June 12th.
Well, July 12th. July 12th. So what I had was, in my movement, where people came from 2 hours away to do this petitioning for me, as well as my next-door neighbors.
Volunteers.
Everybody just volunteering, coming from everywhere. They love my message. My message is save the Senate, save the state.
You don't like it? Too goddamn bad.
No, well, the fact of the matter is, this is how it's played out. You're either going to fight these socialists that are taking over the Democratic Party.
Word.
Okay? They're communists and they're socialists.
You're talking about this Ocasio-Cortez woman.
There you go. She's in the district right over from me.
Bragging about her worn-out shoes.
And she's so ignorant, it's not even... She doesn't even... She's backed by Bernie Sanders also, everybody, as we all know.
And probably George Soros.
And the more talking she does, the less intelligent she is.
Yeah.
So... Now, what happened?
A couple of questions and see if she can avoid talking about children starving or something like that. You know,
no.
It's all emotional appeal, and that's, boy, they lap it up like dogs.
So the thing is, I'm supposed to be a puppet. Mm. I will not be a puppet. They know I won't be a puppet. So they pulled out my opponent. Wee! And he does, and he dances, and he does exactly...
Did you see this guy who this puppet that I think I sent you an email?
It hasn't come through yet.
Has not come through yet. Okay, well, okay. Maybe try refreshing.
Just literally just came through.
Let's
as
have
you
a
said
look.
It.
Now, this putz, who I shudder to think that this guy would represent me in the government. You know, I mean, I think that this what's her name? What's our senator Gillibrand?
Kirsten
Gillibrand. Oh my God, our House representative. She represents me in my district. And I just hate her. She's everything wrong.
No, Gillibrand's a senator.
Senator, she is?
Yeah, Gillibrand's a senator.
Yeah.
Along with Schumer.
Schumer
United of the
States.
DC.
That's the United States. There he is.
Now, how could you,
there you go,
possibly pull the lever for this guy?
Now, wait, you got to understand. First of all,
yes, look
he
at
talks,
my,
we're gonna so, he hasn't said anything about any social issue whatsoever.
Well, also, look at him.
Right. Yeah, look at him.
I mean,
31 years old. Graduate. Now, look, I'll give him this. Graduated University of Chicago. Okay.
Yeah.
University of Chicago. From there, he went to Palo Alto, California. Okay. Ooh. After he was finished in Silicon Valley.
A tour of the great communist capitals of the
there
country.
There we go. And this is our Republican representative.
I
want to
punch
my
him in the face just
the
looking
primary
at him.
Everybody does.
He makes me
all
sick.
He talks about is how he can't wait to cut deals with the Democrats. That's all he says. That's all he says, how moderate he is.
Right.
His favorite
moderate.
Yeah, his favorite line is both parties, no single party has a monopoly on good ideas.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take the communists and move them to left center.
Right.
Center left.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Yeah, isn't that hysterical?
I pull them towards.
See, here's where the ignorance comes in.
Yeah.
And this is what makes me furious. Because you know what? The GOP could be as crooked as they are in Queens. But damn it, don't they give a damn about our state and the where it's going? And at least understand. But no, they rather put somebody up that's going to lose. Absolutely going
to
lose this primary.
Yeah.
Just to make a point that they don't like me. So sacrifice the state, sacrifice the city, sacrifice my district, okay? Because you don't like me. Well, like I told you before, I'm not your puppet. You got Simon for that. And so far, you're doing a bang up job with that, okay? Have at it. I've said it to you for the last 4 months. I'll say it to you now. Have at it. I'll take whatever bullet, whatever arrow you're going to throw at me because you started your BS already.
Yeah.
Okay? So keep it coming. I could take it. Okay? The people, we speak. You don't speak.
Vicky, how do you feel about the Queens GOP?
I know. I don't want to be shy. Another thing also.
You should play that on a loop.
Yes.
Put his picture up again.
Yeah, let's look once again at Minching.
Yeah, let's put his picture up.
The guy,
you weren't going to say his name.
Well, I'm going to say his name because I want you to know who not to vote for.
Okay, here. Now look at
Simon,
this young man.
His name is Simon.
Now look at this young man.
Yeah, Simon.
Okay, so what he does is he plays good cop, bad cop.
Stands around in a neighborhood.
He's the good cop with his baby brown eyes. He's got his bad cop who is Ryan James, okay? And what they do is they play off each other.
Uh-huh.
I finally got the key to the whole thing and the way this guy operates because I actually tried to be really, really nice to him in the beginning. He put in, all he talks about is how much money he's got. That's all he does is talk about how much money he has.
He wrote his campaign.
So he wrote his campaign a check. I was in the Queen's Courier last week, and you could look up that article. It's me and it's Simon. All Simon talks about at any time I've seen him speak is he has to tie in his money. Now, let's understand, Simon, and let's understand, everybody, where Simon got his money. Simon Minchin wrote a check to himself for $40,000. This is for a Senate campaign. After he wrote that check for $40,000, he wrote another check for $10,000. Then his mother wrote a check for $5,000. Then his mother wrote another check for another $5,000. Then his sister wrote him a check. His brother wrote him a check. And there's one other thing I wanted, another check he got, which is kind of interesting. He got it from Working Family Party guy John Duane. Is that how you say his name? John Duane.
He was the candidate from the Working Families Party.
Correct. So he took a $250 donation from him. Neighbor or no neighbor, you say no thank you.
Yeah.
I'm running as a Republican. I'm running as a conservative. I've got a primary coming up. I cannot take your money. Okay? Keep it. Thank you anyway. That's how it goes.
Here's a bold position he takes. Firmly opposed to the de Blasio administration's plan to axe the specialized high school admissions test, which, by the way, everyone's opposed to.
Right.
And I've been...
Even Cuomo's opposed to that.
And that's
nobody. Profile and courage.
What else are you against?
Yeah, profiles and courage, exactly. Yeah, now he's got no...
That's a real stand.
We've got the breakup of Rikers Island coming. Okay, we've got homeless shelters being done in our hotels. Okay, we've got our
injection
sites. The injection sites coming to a neighborhood near us. This is happening.
De
Blasio's already got 4 sites set up. I think they're all in the Bronx. I'm not sure.
Well,
okay, but it's coming to a neighborhood near you soon.
You don't want to set up these sites. They do nothing but stimulate crime. They make drugs it gives them a stamp of approval almost, and it allows people to continue getting high. Right there in the streets.
No, feel better. No. Let me give you a little.
I'm sure they're very well run.
Yeah, they're going to be supervised.
Yeah, take a look at San Francisco. And all the you can't find nothing but needles on the ground, along with the piles of human feces, excrement,
right.
whatever word you want to use for it. It's brown and it's disgusting and it's on the sidewalks. No tourists don't even want to go there anymore. Right. It's just a horrible place. Sanctuary cities. We got to get rid. If it was only some way to shake this whole sanctuary idea, we need a Republican to come
And you need somebody who's going to not try to make friends. Look,
along with a gum,
you're not going to change a Marxist mind.
No.
You're not going to change a socialist mind.
Mm.
The same way you're not going to take these liberal elites that bash Trump and change their minds.
Ocasio, Cortez, Menendez, just a necessary step on the way to full-blown red communism.
Right, exactly.
Where you're going.
Exactly.
And that's what they want.
All right. So what I am is I'm a microcosm of what's happening to Trump.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and his administration.
Personal attacks.
Personal attacks are going to come now.
The establishment. The establishment doesn't like her. It's the political establishment doesn't like a disruptor.
Right.
Yeah, no, no.
I was asked to step off the ballot by the Conservative Party head of the Queens. Of Queens.
Did you ask them to suck it? I hope.
Yeah. Oh, are you kidding me? I said, what are you, serious?
Yeah.
I says, look. Let me tell you something, Tom. You picked the wrong candidate. Now, you're going to tell me, Vicky, you know, you hang in there. Vicky, you know, Simon could really use your backing. I says, then you should have picked me as your candidate.
Yeah.
All right? You pushed this on me. This is what you caused.
Right.
And now you want me to help Simon? And I should stand, we should stand united, Vicky. Yes, well, unite behind me. You made a mistake. Face, you made a mistake and deal with it.
Okay, so Vicky, it's time to come up with a set of nicknames for these people that you can fling at them.
Little Simon Says.
Little Simon Says.
Little Simon Says.
What about Simon the Fruit?
Simon the Fruit. He's got a nice girlfriend.
He has
a nice girlfriend. And Simon Says is good, too, because he is the puppet of the GOP.
It's Little Simon Says. So he does whatever the GOP says. So and you know what? It all happened by accident. I was giving a speech one evening, and I was referring to Simon, and I had said, Simon said.
Yeah.
And when I said Simon said, all of a sudden I cracked up. I said, Simon Says.
That's Trump and working you through go. You.
Simon
There's
Says.
Another one who's the jokes kind of write themselves. The woman who is in charge of the Queens GOP is Joanne
Areola.
Areola.
Right. Areola.
Areola. Like
Joanne Areola.
Yes. So we can. So that. That's an easy one.
Did you ever go to McDonald's and fight somebody?
Told me she liked my ass three different times. I don't know what that means.
That's the other thing.
Well, let's not be too hasty on Areola here.
Oh, maybe. Really let me tell you.
Maybe we could broker a friendship.
Anyway,
coalition.
Look, you know what? Let me be clear also. As firm as I am, let me be very clear.
Firm,
I never wanted to fight.
Stop talking about your ass here, okay?
I never wanted to fight. I did not want it. Let me make this very clear because I know you're watching, you technocrats, and you're probably recording this as we speak because somebody's doing this tonight, and you're watching me and you're listening to me.
Yes, illegally. Illegally. Non-subscribed viewers.
Right, exactly.
I can't imagine a compound subscriber being. You know, of this ilk. You know what I mean? Compound subscribers, the best people in the world who all vote the right way and are all going to rally behind you, those of them that are in the 11th district, I'm sure.
Well,
yes.
One thing I can use.
How can we do that?
And I've never, ever, you know, this is the most difficult part for me, is asking people for money.
Well, why don't you let me do that, Vicky?
Exactly. Okay, thank you.
Now, if you want to see your city hold up, you know, and preserve some level of dignity, some level of, I don't know, how about, the rule of law, stuff like that.
You
know,
exactly.
Things like this are very important, and we were watching it slip away. We're watching our way of life slip away, and you know what? It's not just at the federal level. It's also at the state level. It's also at the local level. Our city council does all kinds of horrible things, and we also have, the state. So many layers of bureaucracy, so many things that could be cut. What we need is a senator to represent our values.
Exactly.
And that is Vicky Paladino, who but needs some money to get elected because, you know, frankly, she's up against the whole GOP machine.
And Simon's thousands and thousands of dollars. But I'm still winning. I'm still doing
that. We're winning.
We're making. Right. Exactly. We're doing great.
But we need people to donate to continue the fight. The reason why they're throwing so much at us is because they know. They know that we have so much.
Financials are all out.
We are winning.
Yeah, the only way they can win is to have more people hear of them than you.
No. Let me tell you.
That's why money is necessary.
Money is extreme. I need it.
Fight back against this machine.
Paladino.com.
What if Clinton's political machine would have pulled her through? Oh, my Christ. Can you imagine right now where we would be?
Right.
So it is, once again, the site is VickyPaladino.com.
VickyPaladino.com. Click donate, and it'll take you right to our secure donation.
And Paladino is P-A-L-A-D-E-N-O.
No.
P-A-L-A-D-I-N-O.
D-I-N-O.
Right there on your screen. See this?
Pay attention.
Oh. Well, I don't know if they spelled it right. Vicky Paladino. V-I-C-K-I-E-P-A-L-A-D-I-N-O. Vicky Paladino for State Senate. Cast your vote. Send a few dollars, and, look, I don't know if I'm required to do equal time here or not.
Oh.
But,
No.
I would be willing to hurl insults if at anybody who's willing to come on. By all means, book with me. Book with us here at Compound Media, and I will tell you what I think. It might be similar to your tirade, except I'm not running. You are the one, Vicky, that we have... We have our confidence. We have our
faith.
What
he'll do, what he does.
I want somebody who's going to talk to the mayor like you do.
Well, right. And you want people, you want somebody who's going to be able to understand what you're saying. When Simon goes off on his rant, it's all about technology. Do you know we're going to save the state with this computer here, algorithms and all of this? And he's great when it comes to numbers, and he could bore a person to death.
Well, I think that's all in order to cover up his true agenda.
Of life experience or anything like that.
Which is to basically merge the Republicans with the Democratic Party.
Yes, he believes that there's, he basically believes that.
We don't want that at all.
No.
It's not what we want.
There's no room for compromise anymore. They made it that way.
You can't fight fire with charcoal.
No more. Those days are done. Those days are done.
Yeah.
There is no compromise. No.
Yeah, it's time to fight this, it's time to get our life back. Nonsense and everything. And I appreciate you being here, Vicky.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I love coming here, Pat. You know that.
I can't wait to see you again.
Thank you.
Do we have? And we're going to move on momentarily with. We have our second guest.
He doesn't seem to want to respond to me.
Okay.
Well,
that's a darn shame.
If you have a direct line to him, maybe let him know we're trying to reach him.
Okay. I don't.
Okay, then.
Let me see if I have anybody trying to get in touch with me here. Maybe I do. In the meantime, you may... what do we have here? Yeah, that's not him. So let's do this. I'm going to show you the... and Vicky, you might not want to be at the desk for this. Just
thank you, Pat.
Fair warning. Thank you, Vicky.
Thank you, Pat.
But Thomas, on the other hand, you you are more than please do as a because I want you to have a look at these. Now we had a reporter.
Okay.
Speaking, answering Donald Trump, asking him questions is very, what you would call, impertinent questions, that he didn't want to answer. He
was obviously not going to answer.
I don't recall her name.
Oh, that one.
But I have it written down here, but she looks so lovely. She's so young. She's so stupid. She's such an annoying reporter. Reporting has gotten so out of hand. I mean, there's no other way to say it.
It's not reporting anymore.
It isn't. They've really blended, and I think I know why. They've blended news and commentary.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to keep up with online blogs.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, well, if you can't beat them, join them.
Yep.
We will corrupt our reporting as well.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, it's become, increasingly a problem. And then under Obama, it didn't matter quite as much because, hey, nothing critical to say about Obama.
They loved him.
Didn't matter. I mean, because they were located in the places also, mostly, which were not so damaged by Obama's economy. But Obama's economy was bad for anywhere where there's manufacturing. They lost a lot of jobs. Oh, sure, over time, I guess it was 11 million jobs he made. Helped them? Not at all.
No.
So a lot of places grew. That's why they say, this is Obama's economy that we're driving off of now. No, it's not.
Nope.
It's certainly not. And they can tell the difference in these smaller communities where, when you see the county map, how red it is.
Yeah, the county by county maps. Yep.
Yeah, and that bears it out. So anyway, she's shouting and saying, I go, all right, well, we hate her. So let's slap some vaginas onto her mouth.
Oh, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do it. Okay, let's do it.
And there we go with the first one.
There it is.
I only wish we could have gotten this on the actual...
on the actual screen.
On the actual screen, because as you go in...
That's why we have all the equipment.
Very close. Oh, look at that.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that was a good one. That's a good one.
She has a very, very vaginable mouth.
Yeah,
I thought that was just
you could
her mouth.
Almost.
Yeah, I know it looks just like her mouth, right?
But... I'd kiss it.
Oh, I would. Sure, you'd kiss it. Why not?
Anyway, there you go.
Teeth.
Yep.
And that it looks
just like she closed. She just closed her mouth.
She just shut her mouth and maybe got a little Botox.
Right. It's the day after she got out of the Botox.
Exactly. Then again.
Oh.
Here, not as attractive. A little more duck facey.
Right.
You can almost see teeth behind there, but I definitely jazzed that one up with a little bit of coloration.
Okay.
Here, once again, and oh.
Oh, no. That's.
Looks like she kind of leaned into that one.
Oh.
Like, sort of like straight
she's,
up.
She's like licking her lips. She's like.
You gotta.
That is a well done.
Should go a little bit more sideways. This is a little.
You think it's a little too far down?
Yeah.
It looks more like a gash than a mouth.
She was in a bad accident.
Yes.
She was bad. There was a burn or something.
Once again, sitting up straight and transitioned into a whole different photo.
Now she's making this noise.
Answer the question, Mr. President. Yes, again with the I used the wrong photos to go back and forth. Now that mouth is much better in person.
That one doesn't look. That one's good. Yeah, that one is
she
good.
Can almost pull that one off as a real mouth. Better than her real mouth, possibly.
Like she just,
that one is. This is extreme. That's one of our old favorites.
Wait,
that I don't want to kiss.
Who goes looking for these pictures?
Oh, you don't have to go too far, Thomas. They're not too hard to find. I suppose that would be the last one.
That's right.
Typically,
okay.
Typically the climax.
Good job.
Climax.
Good work. That
Thanks
was good
very
work.
Much.
That
I'm,
was very
I'm
good
not
work.
Ashamed of that work on those. So then I had this picture. There was a guy laying in the street. Oh, my God. He was just laying there demanding money, and I did a little work on that. But I think that this one will require the screen to be up. We'll do that at a later date. How about my wife's book? Oh, yes.
Oh, you got to plug the wife's book.
I got to plug the wife's book because it's plug it right over there. My wife's
Unwifeable.
Book. Unwifeable. By Mandy Stabmiller. Oh, my gosh.
There it is.
Be a fool and a dickwad not to purchase and read
Buy
this
it.
Book. Unwifablebook.com. You would be mistaken if you don't think that this is a, I don't know, we'll call it, there's the Bible, and then just above that is this.
Right.
It is smut extraordinaire. It is, it's something that you're going to want to buy for your sluttiest friend.
Buy it.
And then, you know, whoever your sluttiest friend is will thank you. And potentially, you know,
Wait.
Who knows? If you don't have a slutty friend, maybe you could get one. Oh, I almost forgot. Come in one more time.
There
it is. An amazing graphic here. This is, I'm very, very pleased to show this. As we can see, we saw that already.
No, that was the one we saw.
And then.
Wait, next.
Yes.
There it is.
Unwifablebook.com. See, I did that. I spent
good job
35 seconds on this for my wife
nice.
In order to promote her book,
PowerPoint.
Unwifablebook.com. And that's she's getting a somewhat discounted rate on these ads. Not going to lie.
Wait, but Anthony Cumia has a book now, too. Does hers fit in above his or?
Well, his book's not out yet, so that's a decision I have yet to make. But I think that I will. The thing is, like, who needs the money more?
You know that's a good point, too.
I mean, not that we're not loaded, Thomas. I mean, we're certainly.
Well, very well off. Very comfortable.
We're comfortable beyond. But not that we don't have the wealth of an Anthony Cumia.
You do.
Who is the sponsor of this program. In a sense, he's would you say sponsor? Would you say he's the creator?
Yeah, he's the foundation. He's the omega.
He's the alpha, the omega, the beta, not the beta.
No, he wouldn't.
It is really something else. Have you followed anything in the news currently, Thomas? Have you been following the crime news?
You know what? I've been following a lot of campaign news.
A lot of campaign news. Do you think that does the state Senate rise and fall according to the president's popularity as well? Or is
absolutely
that just,
not.
It's not just, okay, so it does not.
No, I do not think so.
Do you ride the subway at all?
I do not, oddly enough, ride the subway very much at all.
I like a guy who admits it.
No.
Nobody else admits it when they don't.
No.
Oh, yes.
Yes, every day.
I'm just riding
strap
it.
Strap hanger.
Just like the rest of you.
Yes. No.
This is a false report of a man with a gun caused chaos at a busy Brooklyn subway station Saturday afternoon as terrified strap hangers lost their minds and their shoes when they scrambled for their lives. They lost their shoes. Yes, reports of gunfire at the Bedlam Avenue L station in Williamsburg. It was made
Williamsburg?
around 1:20 p.m. See, people think Williamsburg is this it's so settled, it's done.
First you had that happen in Greenpoint, now in Williamsburg. The hipsters must really be...
Well, what's happening is all this crime.
Reality is
not enforcing the quality of life. All these scumbags are coming in and doing this stuff in the actual fun part of the city.
They may be Republicans soon.
Hey, you know what?
No,
I wouldn't mind it a bit. I'm sure their parents were.
I don't think that's going to happen.
It's hard to change people's minds on certain things. I was standing, and all of a sudden, the entire opposite side of the train stampeded toward my end, yelling that someone had a gun. It's writer Tamara Krause.
Krauts.
She said, luckily, we were maybe only a minute away from the Bedlam stop, so once we stopped, everyone was yelling and panicking, opening up the doors. Oh, Christ, the train doors opened. It was like a herd of animals rushing out. What? Animals? Oh, animals?
What word is that? You can't use that word.
You can't compare people to animals.
Oh, that's no. That racist.
You know, when they compare MS-13 to animals, you know what animals don't do? Skin people alive.
Exactly.
They don't deal drugs. No. They don't cross borders illegally.
No. They don't saw people's heads off.
No.
Make videos of it.
There's no raping. There's no recruiting among animals. In fact,
animals do is fucking eat.
That's all they do is fucking eat. You know what? They're worse than animals. MS-13, worse than animals.
Insult to animals, I say.
It is. It's an insult to animals to the highest extent that
exactly.
I can say that. I was. Hey, listen, we had some stuff on Prompter. Let's go through a couple of those stories. And I don't know what happened to our guest. I thought we had a guest who was...
I sent him an email, too. I haven't heard anything back. I'll let you know if there's any updates.
All right. I appreciate that because, he is in China. And in China...
It is 12 hours ahead of us.
So it's very early there, but not so early that the guy can't be awake.
It's 9 a.m. Everybody should be awake.
Stop with verifying the update, for Christ's sakes. Now, in Ottawa, an animator was sent to prison on child porn charges.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. He helped animate children's TV shows.
I hate to hear
people working with kids who are, or not with them, but for them, in service of them, you know, knowing how they think. Was he doing some kind of mass grooming with his art up there in Canada? We just don't know.
Probably. I'm going to say yes.
We must presume that that's occurred.
Yes, presumably.
You cannot take the child pornographer out of the child pornographer.
You cannot.
Except by, you just can't do it.
Electroshock therapy.
Electroshock therapy, perhaps a lobotomy.
Yeah.
Has been sentenced now to 28 months in prison. Wow. Oh, my goodness. For possessing more than 60,000 images of child porn and sharing them online.
Canadian jail, 28 months is
nothing. Yeah, it's like a real breed. 28 months is nothing. I could do that. I feel like I'm in a Canadian jail right now. They really think that they are something else, these Canadians. But they have no idea about Law and Order. Tom Wysom, 55. He's worked on TV productions such as Brace Yourselves, My Little Pony.
Now it all makes sense.
Friendship is Magic. 100%. And Littlest Pet Shop.
100% makes
sense. You imagine that little tiny pet that lives in your underpants. May I pet it? How much for that vagina in the window?
I mean, have you ever seen who watches My Little Pony? Like the My Little Pony
fruity kids?
No. It's not even kids.
Talking about the bronies.
The bronies.
Yeah.
If you see a brony, you will completely understand that this makes entirely...
No, you know, this is not a jabroni.
No, not a jabroni. A brony. You don't know the bronies? You don't know
the difference in the bronies and the jabronis?
No.
Brony, jabroni, yeah, banana, get, fan of fofone.
Get some bronies
Let's
up.
Let's look at some bronies.
Because it will all make sense.
I see. Now, the bronies are bros who are into My Little Pony?
Yes, and bros is a term used very lightly.
Right.
In this situation.
Or like breh. Brez. I hate seeing breh written out, you know? Can we have a look at bronies? These jabronis.
They're all over the internet. It can't
be. We're bronies.
Pretty easy.
I'm running out of oni words, Drew. These macaroni heads.
Oh, there's one. Here we are. Now it all.
This is who's watching My Little Pony.
Right.
Other child pornographers.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's, yeah. Yes. So, here, these are good ones, too.
They exchange with, goodness. So these characters were created. I don't know if they were created by this guy. I don't think they were created by.
Here we go. There's some good ones too.
See, now they don't look like bad people necessarily.
They do look like bad people.
They do. Now, by bad people, yeah, liberals perhaps, but not bad people. Like they're into porn, child porn. Right?
Yeah, oh no, they are. No, for sure. I mean, come on, Pat. Come on.
No, that's a different group right there.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about the brown people. They look fine. These ones look a little, now, it looks like some kind of a negotiation taking place. I'll trade you this radio for some of your child porn. You guys got a rainbow, what do you call it? Oh my God! Anybody with a cummerbund.
Yeah, and they dress up in these suits.
Ah,
and they,
fuck.
That's exactly. And yes,
I mean that's just what we do, think, right? Or imagine what we're doing. You know.
Yeah, they have holes in the. There's if you look at those suits very closely, there are holes in strategic locations on there.
Oh right, yeah. Okay, I think I can put that together.
You can, yeah.
Yeah, they're blue and different nice. Colors: pink, white.
Yep.
Now these look almost normal. It looks like this guy has dragged his girlfriend into this.
That's not a girl.
That's not a female.
That's definitely not.
Now the hands look a little large. Can we zoom in on the hands?
A gender confused individual.
I would say now, just at a glance, it just looks like a regular ass female. But you maybe look at the hands are like.
I'm gonna say.
What is that hand? Did she have a bad burn or something? What is that? That is a claw.
Yeah.
Holy God, she's in not good shape. He, whatever that is. But it does have antlers. We would be able to tell by the antlers in the natural world.
Mm-hmm.
That person.
And that's a picture he drew. Like they drew that.
They're like, yeah, look at our art.
They draw ponies. That's
we're in our mid-20s to early 30s and have and beards, but we just love these ponies. Yep. It's code.
Oh, yeah.
It's coded child porn.
Look
at this scumbag.
Come on, tell me what this guy's doing. Tell me what this guy is doing.
That guy is looking for a refund on his members only jacket. That guy is hanging out by some quilts. That guy, oh boy.
Wait, you stream look at the on pin, the look at the, zoom out a little. You can see his pony pin that he's got on his. This is.
I can't get behind this at all.
They're at conventions. I mean, notice where he is. That's a pony convention that he's at.
Now, do any children go to this?
Yes.
Oh, no, we can't.
They will take
that guy. God.
That may be the animator. That may be the guy that's actually locked up.
He's like, look, I drew this. He looks like he just got an autograph from his favorite.
It's a board game.
It's a board game.
Yes. Favorite. Oh, Jesus.
The bronies, they're called. Watch out for them. If you see someone dressed like this, you don't need me to tell you to avoid them.
They really are the worst.
They are
the worst.
To be avoided in all circumstances. May I ask you, how are you enjoying the show over there today on the couch? Are you having a good time? Yeah? Okay, that's Andrea, who is formerly of Utah,
uh-huh.
Salt Lake, now living
new arrival.
A very similar part, a part of town that's very similar yes. to Salt Lake, Cypress Hills.
Cypress Hill is extremely similar to Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. And
demographic-wise,
it's 99.9% not Andrea. 0.1% Andrea.
Right.
Finally,
you made it.
Yeah.
You're finally the 1%.
You had to go to someplace poor enough and filled with crime. oh, my God. It's so criminal over there. Now, aren't you afraid living there? Doesn't it scare you a little bit?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm
you don't seem afraid. You seem like you just don't give a damn about your life. pass her the mic, Vicky. She can answer on mic. So we could do that, too, I guess.
There's one right there on the table for you.
Oh,
also.
Whoop. Uh-oh. Oh, that was
right
hot.
They're ready. They're in the middle of the maneuver.
Andrea, have you been accosted yet by anyone?
No, not yet.
Shouted out in the streets in any way?
I would think that in general females would not be bothered as much. And
oh,
I'm
right.
Not,
they never get yelled at.
No. It's very well balanced because I'm not a hot enough bitch for anyone to holler at. So,
it's not true.
Like, come on now.
Not true. Untrue. Yeah.
I'm not what they're looking for, evidently. So,
No.
Haven't been there long
enough.
Have
none of that here.
The only thing that I'm going to miss is before moving here, of course, I gave up all my guns. So,
No.
I no longer get to conceal carry. And so that's.
Don't put that out there
aware,
too strongly.
That we're aware of.
Right. You may have some.
No air quotes.
Did you even have to give up your beanbag shotgun in order to come here?
I am not that much of a pussy. I don't own a beanbag.
Do you know that beanbag shotguns are even more illegal than regular guns?
Even more illegal? I didn't think that was possible.
It is even harder to get. It is actually impossible to get a non-lethal. You could at least try to get a real shotgun.
Uh-huh.
You will never have a non-lethal shotgun.
Fill it full of beanbag shot?
No. Well, if you had one, you'd be more likely to shoot somebody with
it,
right?
That's actually a fair point.
It's just a beanbag shotgun.
I would just walk around.
I suppose, by definition, yes.
Yes.
More likely to shoot it at someone who's robbing you. More likely to shoot it at someone who's attacking you, about to rape your sister or your mother. Yeah, you'd be a lot more likely to save your life.
Save your life if you have something that. With which to facilitate.
Well, there's
that.
No fee for minority recruits here at the FDNY. How about that? Yeah. Oh, that's a, there's a lot of things that are entitlements in place, especially here in New York City. I understand, though, we had one private school actually segregating. By according to race.
That's good. That's what you want.
Yeah. Oh, yes. You want to have some kids just to put them in that school, don't you?
Right.
Talking to Andrea, I think, you know, it really was a shock to some of these parents, you know, mm-hmm. because they're obviously, they're in New York City, very, you know, it's the liberal mecca, and also more races and everything living side by side yes. and on top of one another here than anywhere else. So what the hell? I mean, like, how did they get away with justifying? They said it makes them more comfortable.
Yes.
They're happier.
Their own benefit.
Right. They're
it's
happier.
For their own benefit.
When they're around each other.
Yes.
We birds of a feather and all that.
It's.
But what about what makes us happy? if it's because of that, then it's like, well,
then
no,
it's
you don't
no,
just
no, no, then it's wrong.
Then it's wrong. Isn't that strange?
Well, it's funny because in the colleges now you have these, you know, minority groups demanding yeah. segregated spaces for themselves.
Aren't they?
They are voluntarily resegregating that because they want all black spaces and. So on,
yeah.
They have all of those events where they've said, well, that was the big thing at that one university, that one crazy university.
Oh,
where
yes,
they,
I know.
Where they said no white people allowed on campus for a day.
And for a day.
Which school was that?
I'm not really sure, but I saw a talk given by that guy.
Yeah.
And he's very convincing. And the guy's very liberal, too.
He's a liberal guy.
He's not some kind of like ramped up, you know, Limbaugh conservative.
No, he's a neo-Nazi now. Now he's a neo-Nazi.
Now, of course.
Now he is officially...
Stood in opposition yes. to something that wasn't really all that logical or and, nice. Yes. Now, we would not even be able to ask for that. You know what I mean?
No.
It wouldn't even be something you could hint towards.
No.
Like, hey,
No.
We kind of like got the school this one day. Like, well, you couldn't rent it out.
No. Under no event. Circumstances.
You can't even bring your own speakers in. Now, do you have a pet, by the way?
A pet?
A pet.
We have a lizard.
A lizard? Okay. Now, is that a legal pet?
It is a legal pet.
Because some of these aren't. There's a lot of illegal pets here, and by the numbers, let's mm-hmm. just go through them here. In the mm-hmm. Bronx, 72 people owning roosters.
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 Are those pets?
Rooster ownership.
Food? Potential food? Or are those actual pets?
These are actual, I guess, you know what? It could be some kind of Santeria thing. Maybe they're going to cut this.
I think that's the most likely explanation.
And leave it at a park. In Queens, we have people owning sheep, 106. We have people owning, looks like, ferrets. They're way up.
Yeah, well, ferrets, there's going to be a lot of.
Excuse me, way down. Okay, wait, this must be, this is the number of complaints. This is the number of illegal pet complaints.
Oh, complaints.
By New York City residents. So we had in the Bronx in 2017, 56 complaints about roosters.
Okay.
2018, only 16 complaints.
Okay.
So the
they ate
complaints
them.
Are way down, yeah.
They had a barbecue and invited all the people who complained.
Or,
and then it's all, it was
they
all.
Also got roosters and said, you know, it's not so bad. Why complain?
Feed the neighborhood.
You can also, they're also used in chicken kaporas, of course, in Brooklyn, where Jews have all their sins thrown into a chicken.
Right. And then they slaughter the chicken.
Which say, yeah, they break its neck around
yes.
their head. Ah!
Yes.
And all the evil goes into that. Absorbing all the evil of a single Orthodox Jew, a Hasid. Who knows what they did? We don't know. Only the chicken knows. Between you and the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It's enough to fit into that little head. Can you grab your mic or something? There's that buzzing sound again.
I'm telling you, it's upstairs.
That is in the
drilling.
It's not in the
that's
speaker.
That's the drilling?
It's
yeah.
the actual building something.
Oh, wait.
It really
that's a hum.
Sounds like the hum of the monitor, but could be
it'll
wrong.
Stop in a few minutes or seconds or whatever.
All right. Well, I'll just ignore it then. In Staten Island, they had 20 complaints of pigs.
Wow.
And then until that 2018, only 17 complaints. So complaints are down across the board right. about these pets. Let's see, a guy with a snake here.
Okay.
73 complaints in 17, only 22 down. My God, wonder why they have let go of this 311 hotline. has changed, I guess. You know, the people complain about the rats, and that's how they sometimes can figure out, like, what are the rat of your neighborhood. West Side, Upper West Side had a lot of rat complaints.
I heard that rat complaints are up 80% in the entire city.
Oh, goodness. 80% now.
80%, yes.
I would say that rat fucking is way up.
Yes, that also.
And breeding and taking over. Now, they have this new way they tried of getting rid of them here for a little while. They had some kind of, I think, dry ice they were using.
For rats?
For rats.
What does that do for the
rats? Apparently, they have this way of leading them into a little burrow or something, and then there's like they live down there, and they throw this dry ice down there, and it kills them.
Dry ice.
Yeah,
it's like a little trap with carbon dioxide, and they go in, they suffocate.
Yeah, it's like basically all of Central Park, everywhere on the ground is a gigantic rat hotel.
Right,
and
they probably have to do that because they're immune to the poison at this point. There probably isn't any poison that works on New York City rats anymore, so they have to actually suffocate them with carbon dioxide
and without the guns. That we need.
Yeah, without the guns, we're just screwed. There it is.
You don't want to get close enough.
Okay, let's see. Let's see how this actually works.
How does this work? Is there a soundtrack here?
Burrows and then covered with soil. This is great.
All right.
Smooth jazz.
Feel like making love. Feel like
it's gonna be a cool night in the rat's nest.
You're on a two for Tuesday with Shoveling Jake.
Oh, that is, that didn't explain anything.
That's all they do. It's very little to explain. You, you dig a hole, you cover up the hole when you're done, you throw in the dry ice,
okay.
And that's it.
That's fair, I guess.
Oh, my God. Did you know in Norway a polar bear attacked a dude?
I heard about the polar bear attack in Norway.
Now, can we find potential video of that? That would be something
great.
Else. A polar bear attacked and injured a cruise ship employee who was leading tourists off a ship.
And he tried to
steer
it away.
So this was a wild polar bear.
Yeah, it was a wild polar bear. And I think the guy tried to shoo it away or something, and it, like, went after him. I think.
Well, what can you do?
Yeah, I know.
All right, bear, go get him. I would love to see some video.
No video, but I think I got a picture.
Attacked by.
Okay.
All right, there's going to be a leg hanging out of a polar bear's mouth.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I'm sure. Let's see. Did he kill somebody?
There is a good video of a guy in Alaska. Oh, there it is. Oh, that's the dead polar bear.
Well, they took care of it.
We have proof that the polar bear will no longer threaten anybody.
They apparently beat it to death with a pole.
Some driftwood.
Yeah, and they're just down there fishing. This was no boat accident. This was a polar bear.
It's coming right for us.
We have a man attacked by a polar bear, injured on his head. He was injured on his head.
Okay.
And that's what happened. So the cruise company said the polar bear was shot dead in an act of self-defense.
Sure was.
Well, we better put those people on trial, though. That was an unarmed polar bear.
Mm-hmm.
And
a white polar bear.
A white? Right. No, but so nobody cares.
Oh, that's why nobody cares.
But, you know, if you shave them, they're black underneath. Polar bears are actually black.
They probably had a gun or something. Yeah.
PLM. He did have a gun
underneath his
fur. He was actually armed.
We got to wait for the body cam footage.
Trying to rob that
ship.
He
has the right to bear arms.
Bear arms? But wait a second. All right. Do we have another story up here on the prompter, or who is the phone call we have? I'll take a phone call from Larry, who is... the ex-exterminator Larry Izzo. Is that who we're speaking to?
Yeah, how you doing, Pat? Yeah, I saw you talking about rats, so I said, yeah, let me call in, you know.
All right. Hey, well, it's great to hear from you, Larry. Of course, you know, we can find you online if we search for the ex-exterminator. And then your great show, which is Cooking with Comics, I think is what it's called.
The size of these rats, Pat. New York
City
has been full of them, you know, and they do, they adapt to the chemicals that we... You know, over the years, different chemicals are introduced.
Sure.
So we got to use this monoxide stuff to kill them.
Yeah. Now, you know what I mean? you told me one time of a way to kill rats that actually works. Well, you have some dough, and you soak it down with some beer, or you soak lasagna. You pour a can of beer on some lasagna, and then you just leave the tray out. And then when they come and eat it, the beer actually blows their stomachs up with air, and they just internally explode. I thought that keep it that simple.
Yeah, but I mean, you want to eat the lasagna. That's the problem.
The
I make the lasagna. I want to eat the lasagna. I mean,
right, of course. Yeah, it's
would
hard
it
to get
with bread. Can you just use bread?
I don't know about that.
The bread doesn't. You have to have something that expands the bread to. It basically just fill their stomachs up and causes a whole bunch of problems.
You'd be wasting some good Italian bread now. Here we are on the show. myself and you, Larry, look at you there. You're explaining a concept to me there, I suppose. And looks like I'm graduating there or something.
Right, yes, graduated from rat school.
From exterminator school. I was on an episode of that. Very fun. I think I was on your first episode.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the diploma I'm giving you there, it's actually made out of fly paper because, you know, extermination.
Right, extermination. You always want to keep that element in there. How'd you get an idea to combine cooking with your past career as an exterminator?
And that's an interesting question. Yeah, well, I was just doing the show for a while, just cooking. I was interested, you know, a lot of people know how to cook. Sometimes you're a comedian, you make some stuff because you got it, you're on the road or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
And we've had some good episodes. The next one coming out, Aaron Berg.
Aaron Burr?
Never heard of him.
Oh, all right. Well, that's, and then, you know.
No, I know. Of course, Aaron Berg from In Hot Water, not the former vice presidential candidate, Aaron Burr.
I was thinking of Aaron Burr.
No, he was busy.
Couldn't make it. Well, Larry, where are you calling from right now?
Right now I'm on the island of Long Island, and we just had a nice meal.
Yeah.
And watching the show. And just wanted to tell you that about the rats.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate the call. And call anytime talking about your extermination and your show. Now, where do we find the show?
Well, the show's over there and the show's over here. Yeah. No, the show's on, show's on YouTube. The next one's coming out, I think, the first Monday.
So we'll just go on YouTube and just search,
Cooking with Comics, Last for Larry.
All right. Sounds great. Well, thanks again, Larry. Have a great rest of your vacation. Oh, my goodness. Now, did you know, we were going to talk about China.
Mm.
China.
China.
But we can't talk about, we have no reason to talk about China specifically now because our Chinaman didn't call. We had a Chinaman planned.
Unfortunately.
And no call from the Chinaman. We also have, you know what, we were also going to talk about Mia Wallace, who had a little bit of an issue, and her publicist turned out not to want her, not in great condition. Just keep her in your thoughts and prayers. I mean, she ain't got AIDS or nothing like that. It's nothing related to her career. But Mia Wallace, what an attractive woman. She's... tall, blonde. She's very much like my wife, but just like a little better.
Oh, yeah. You know,
just a little prettier and hotter. And yeah, you know how that is. It always seems like that.
It is.
You know what I mean? You're married, right?
I am not
married. No, you're not married.
I'm not married. No.
I have not met your wife. She's not your wife. But your girlfriend, are you still seeing the same girl? Very lovely.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Okay.
Elizabeth. She's almost definitely watching right now. So.
Oh, wow.
We were just joking about
she's,
it.
She's, of course. Yeah. And don't say anything to Mandy. Don't be. It's not girls before, what is it, hoes before bros?
Hoes before bros.
It is not that.
No.
Hollywood's number one pimp tells all. Ooh, that sounds interesting.
Sounds good.
Vinny was a sweetheart pimp. Says, sickening murder. Boy, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
What's so sickening about it? Capri Chanel's over again. Graduated college. See, if they're going to tell the story that way, I don't have time for it. When she graduated college.
I don't need that.
Pedro is 3 years old. He makes 8 cents a day.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have time.
Nope.
We need to get Trump back on the air. If you like Trump, you know, make sure, I don't know, tweet about it or something. We get the compound not impressed. So so I don't know when that show will be returning. But, keep that in your thoughts and prayers as well. Because, we have some great potential guests for Trump who I think are a good fit for Trump. But, you know, hey, maybe not, maybe not as good of candidates for here. Now, what we're going to do is go through the crime news in today's New York Post. Brooklyn Nine-Nine is not a real cop bungle bust. Uh-oh. The NYPD's real-life Peralta in Santiago made the news. I don't know what. I guess it's Brooklyn Nine-Nine is not big enough.
Yeah, no, to have that kind of reference.
No, come on, Post.
Nobody's going to know what that is.
I mean,
It's Andy Samberg's thing, right?
Andy Samberg? Come on.
Yeah, come on.
You don't know it that well. A bumbling pair of Central Park detectives who share surnames with... they share surnames with the sitcom characters. Well, that's different. Yeah, sometimes you have to read a little further before you get so critical.
Now you got to make all your judgments at the beginning.
That way you wouldn't get them in otherwise, right? It says, they share the same names and they cost the city a lot more than $250,000.
Why?
More than a quarter. It doesn't say a lot more. It just costs the city more than $250,000 for a wrongful arrest.
Oh.
Santiago Algo Peralta and Julio Santiago. Boy, they really chose perfect names, didn't they?
Man, yeah.
For those characters.
Yes.
It turns out they're really names.
I've literally never seen the show.
I've seen a couple of episodes, isn't it?
Wouldn't even know what channel it's on.
Probably about as interesting as this story. Unlike Andy Samberg, I was like, okay. So here's what happened. They responded to a report of a subway robbery on Christmas Day 2012, according to a lawsuit, and picked up Rasfa Ramsey.
He's guilty.
A.K.A. Ramsey. Peter of three people. That guy, Peter Vlasteris, and Idris Payne, as they left a friend's home.
They're all guilty.
Of course they're guilty on the Upper West Side. But unlike Andy Samberg and Melissa Fumero, get their plugs in there, who portray Jake Peralta. And fuck this story, man.
Oh, this is terrible.
I can't.
I bet. The publicist for Brooklyn Nine-Nine even got that story in the paper.
You know the Flatiron Building neighborhood there? We had that explosion.
Yeah, the big explosion.
A block and a half away from where I live, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't hear it. Didn't even. I saw it was like poison plume, you know, and everything. I'm like, wonder what? Where. I guess that's downtown, Soho. Well, it was right there.
Right out your window.
And I'm lucky have escaped cancer, you
You're
know.
You're okay. Well, so far.
Asbestos.
We don't know yet.
Yeah, well, but you know what? I don't want to evade it forever. I pursue it in my own way. And that's our show brought to you by cigarettes, of course. Cigarettes, better than asbestos, tastier, more delicious, always available. Everywhere you go, legal in all 50 states, some restrictions apply, like the incredible amount of tax you pay on them when you buy them here. By the way, if you live in a place that doesn't have a huge cigarette tax, why not send a carton to a crime report? That way, you're supporting Big Tobacco and you're supporting the show all at the same time. Mm. Cigarettes. Yeah, who wants to stick around here forever anyway? Not me. Thanks for being here, Thomas.
Of course.
And thank you again to Vicky Palladino.
Yes.
And our guest, who we did not get to speak to. Hopefully we'll get to speak to him next time. Thank you, Andrea, for being here. And good luck over there in Cypress Hills. All the best.
Yes. Gentrify. And, gentrify away.
Stick around right after the show tonight. We have live coverage. Nothing. We don't have anything. Oh, and thanks a shitload to our weatherman who didn't come in. You know who you are? You, Drew, and Peter, the ever quiet Peter in the booth.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah,
you went on What's Happening on Us.
Hey. Raj.
Thank you very much, Drew. Nice job. Thank you also to Brian Katz-Rivera out this week. He will be returning, I'm sure. Thank you for the call, Larry. And thank you, Anthony Cumia, for letting us do this show. Goodbye.